Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Robert Cray bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our poll question right there on the homepage. And I think you'll find some stuff there that you'll like and will entertain you, inform you, and help you grow, run and grow your small business. All those steps. We got something for you there. And Jeff Zabar has talked to us about just about every one of those over the years. A long time he's been a member of our Brain Trust. I hope you'll check his website out as well. It's chiefhomeofficer.com. They can find your books there too, can't they, Jeff?
My books and all my content I have going on, absolutely. Right. And a fresh blog, especially a fresh blog on telework and a blog on choosing the right technology for your small business.
Hot, fresh blog, right? Not hot, fresh buns, but hot, fresh blog.
Not hot, fresh buns, and none of those reheated blogs. These are fresh blogs.
That's
These are freshly
right.
made.
Yeah. And he doesn't do any regifting on his blog either. Hey, Jeff, in the previous segment, we were talking about teleworking and the fact that the tools have made teleworking possible, but part of the tools of the newer tools are these tablets like the iPad, the famous legendary now iPad almost, but there've been tablets around for a long time. Tablets, tell the audience what the difference between a tablet and a computer.
Well, a tablet is generally a simpler device in presentation. It does not have a keyboard, although people are coming out with keyboards that can connect to it. It's just a screen with a touchscreen interface. So Apple, again, came out with the iPad, but Samsung has the tablet, and then you have HP and Dell.
And when you say it doesn't have a keyboard, it doesn't have a physical keyboard, folks. Although my iPad, I bought the Bluetooth keyboard that works great, but it does
right.
have a keyboard on the screen the way your mouse, I mean, the way your smartphone has a keyboard on the screen.
Like a touchpad keyboard
touchpad
that you can
yeah.
call up.
It does have that.
You can hit a button and it'll
All
it'll
you texters,
sort of,
don't worry. You'll be fine. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that's what you find. And it raises another question we won't get into now is a lot of times people send email from their tablet, you know, sent from my Apple iPad. Well, okay,
yeah.
Why don't you change that message to say sent from, you know, Jeff Zabar or Jim Blasingame mm-hmm. or Bob Smith or something like that with your contact info and a little branding, but that's another story for another day. But it is, in a sense, it can essentially be a computer or a laptop replacement in certain instances. I wouldn't want to run my business with it.
Right.
But if I'm on the road, if I'm sitting in bed on the couch in front of the TV, again, I work from home, so my workplace might be a little different. But many people bring a little bit of work home and they want to check email after hours. You can do that very simply. You can read documents. You can read mail.
You can
read
get your newspapers
magazines
in it,
or whatever.
The main thing about to me the two main things about my tablet, Jeff, and I have an iPad, and I like it. I like it a lot. But I don't use it all the time. I don't use it every day. What I do is I read newspapers on it. And I get my Wall Street Journal subscription there now, and I don't always pick it up, but I read the journal. You know, I get caught up. I just don't every day. I don't read it all the time, but the apps make things like that easy to use. It powers up very quickly. I like that better than a laptop. And so
right.
if I'm in an airport and I want to check email, and I want a bigger presentation than my smartphone will give me, I pop open my iPad. It comes
right.
up in a couple of seconds. I can check email, get on wireless, 3G, whatever, wherever I am. It's very handy for those kinds of things. But it's not currently they're not workhorses, so to speak. Like
no.
my laptop is a workhorse.
Right. Right, and that's what it's designed to be. The iPad is not designed to be that. In fact, the iPad was not originally intended, or I don't want to say intended, but it wasn't embraced by the business community at its launch to be a business tool, although many people quickly realized then that it could be used that way, and then we have apps that can be used along those lines. But really, it's sort of a sidekick, so to speak, to the laptop that you may have or the desktop that you may have. You know, I work from home. I work from a desktop computer. But to take my laptop into another part of the house to maybe do a little work, check email after hours while I'm watching a game, I open that laptop, I think work.
Yeah.
Work comes to mind. When I was demoing a Samsung tab recently, and when I would open that device, so I'd open, when I would power it up, I mean, in seconds, it was on.
Yeah.
And in seconds, I could close it. And it had long battery life, but I did not think work when it powered up in front of me.
And if you think, if you have any kind of a commute where you're not driving, if you're on a train or a plane or anything like that where you're not driving, these tablets are awfully nice to just to be able to pop open and check email, to get it, read a magazine, watch a movie, watch a television program, whatever. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very powerful that way, and they're very they.
But now I have an iPad. I have an iPad. You have a different one, don't you?
Well, I was using the Samsung Galaxy Tab.
You like
it? Smaller than the iPad. It's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
You know, they're all trying to find their place. And as far as size, you know, BlackBerry is very small because BlackBerry has always targeted the business community. So they think a smaller form,
right,
you know, form is a little bit better. So they're all over the map as far as size is concerned. But it's a matter of finding the one that's right for you. Go to your local electronics retailer. Demo several of them. See what fits for you.
That's a good idea.
See whether you want to.
Ask around. Go on the blog and read what Jeff has said about his. And
absolutely.
And keep checking it out, folks. And the prices are coming down, too, and the capability is going up. Hey, Jeff, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
That's great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks
Jeff
for having me.
Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.